is episode 26 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from James Bout and Robert Long's book, Alien Abduction, The Control Factor. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract, and the authors kindly said yes. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I'm going to read from chapter 6, which is titled The Typical Abduction Scenario. And this is what Jim and Robert have written. Once researchers started to accumulate a larger number of abduction cases, it became obvious that there were patterns in many that matched up perfectly with other cases, from people who did not know each other and from different parts of the country and the world. This was long before the internet and the fast dissemination of information, or disinformation, and before all the published abduction books and made-for-TV movies about it. A majority of the cases that we looked at have a marked series of similar patterns that become familiar to the researchers and investigators. We will attempt to sum up the major events chronologically and run through these to give the reader who is unfamiliar with it a basic understanding. We will also address the largest factor with getting reliable intelligence about the experience of abduction. First section here is called Doorway Amnesia. An alien abduction usually starts out with an unsuspecting individual who knows nothing of what will happen and ends up as a confused victim who knows little or nothing of what did happen to them, due to the manipulation of their memory of the event. The event may start with the sighting of a strange light in the sky, or even a daylight sighting of a craft, often in close proximity to the person, i.e. a close encounter. The next memory may be of seeing this light in the sky or craft flying away, just as if it was there for a few seconds and then flew off. Initially, someone who experienced an alien abduction may feel like something has happened to them, but it may be a vague notion. It is commonly referred to as doorway amnesia. While being taken, having procedures done to them aboard a craft and up until the final goodbyes, so to speak, the abductee can remember most, if not all of it. As soon as the abductee is removed from the alien craft, their memory of the event seems to be erased, or certainly buried deep within their subconscious. This may be done either for the protection of the abductee, which initially might seem humane, i.e. protecting them from a traumatic memory, or to help them keep the whole procedure as stealthy as possible. We guess it depends on your point of view. I've known researchers who have been accused of being negative or painting it as a bad experience. We tend to look at it this way. If it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, has feathers like a duck, but tells you it is a wildebeest, then what is it? The answer is a lying duck. Traumatic memories never seem to remain hidden forever. At some point, a realization event occurs and a vivid flash of memory happens that causes the person to question what they have just experienced. The realization events creep back out of the subconscious, where everything is stored, and pop up into our everyday lives. The events are what prompt some to seek information and help regarding these stray, errant memories. They start to examine why they might be having them. Sometimes an abduction scenario crops up. Author Whitley Strieber's account of his abduction experiences started out with him going to his doctor, thinking he had a mental disorder rearing its head, or a brain tumour, or something else that was causing what he was experiencing. For some, the prospect of not knowing or understanding these flashbacks or triggers is the major cause of the anxiety. For others, seeking help in understanding and retrieving memories and finding you are or have been taken by non-human entities for some type of experiment in and of itself is traumatic. The act of now knowing is a great relief to some. One of the subjects mentioned in this book, Frank, is one of those people. He was hypnotically regressed by Bud Hopkins, and it was as if a great weight had been lifted off him when his abduction experience came to light. He could then fortify himself and do away with the daily anxiety and frustration of not knowing what happened, which plagued him incessantly. For those who think that regressive hypnosis is the only way to remember what has happened to them, this is not always the case. Many people have had conscious memories without having to retrieve them. In fact, many people have had flashbacks just like a Vietnam or Middle East vet might experience with PTSD. Post-traumatic stress disorder is a severe anxiety disorder that can develop after exposure to any event that results in psychological trauma. This event may involve the threat of death to oneself or to someone else, or to one's own or someone else's physical, sexual or psychological integrity, overwhelming the individual's ability to cope. Certain triggers rattle loose a similar happening aboard an alien craft, and bits and pieces come flowing back. It may feel as if the abductee has had an awful dream that was somehow more than just that. Confusion between reality and non-reality gets blurred. Missing segments of time seem to occur, and it seems as if instead of sleeping, something else has happened, with no idea of what that was. The person may feel anxious, queasy, or sick. When a person is abducted, no permission is given, and they are taken against their will. The difference between a kidnapping and abduction is that an abduction victim is returned, usually in about 2 or 3 hours, generally unharmed physically, although they may be returned with a scar or biopsy mark of unknown origin, and there is never a ransom or demand made to return them. Mentally, it can be a haunting experience. There are 3 general phases to an alien abduction. It begins with the subject being taken, the capture. The victim may be sleeping at home, watching television, driving somewhere, or doing almost any normal daily activity. The person might start to notice a change in the area surrounding them. The subject may initially notice absences of all surrounding ambient sound or a temperature change. For example, one might be abducted and taken outside their dwelling to a waiting craft during the winter and feel no temperature change on their skin, even though they are only in their pyjamas, at best, which is sometimes referred to as the Oz effect, a term coined by British researcher Jenny Randall back in the 80s. The area may become very static and quiet. Traffic from a local highway may be silent, even with cars passing by. In some cases, people nearby seem frozen in place like statues. We have always wondered about this phenomenon. Are the people really frozen in place, or is the perception of the person being targeted changing due to the abduction process? Is it a time-dimension issue, or what is called time dilation, a slowing down of time as per the laws of special relativity? What we mean by that is this. These creatures may be from somewhere else, but not in the sense that we normally think of. We think distant planets in other solar systems far away from here. We will get into this later, but basically, what if they are from another dimension or alternate universe, which has become increasingly possible in scientific theory? Maybe they were here all along, just out of phase with us, and the abduction process that makes a person see people frozen around them is part of the process of that person being pulled out of phase with our world so the beings can interact with them. Before the initial entrance of the beings and the capture, a feeling of anxiety often sets in for seemingly no logical reason. A humming or droning that can be heard and felt is reported, and sometimes is said to feel almost like it is coming from within them. Without warning, the victim may be surrounded by a beam of blue-white light coming from somewhere. Paralysis is next to subdue the victim. A few victims who are outside reported a sudden bank of fog low on the ground, as if to provide cover for the impending greys to come calling. Okay, so this week I was reading from James Bulk and Robert Long's book, Alien Abduction, The Control Factor. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $5 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $2 a month, you get an extended episode every month. And if you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. just go to patreon.com/alienufopodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.